Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Great, thank you. The richness of the presentation with Leif. Thanks so much, Leif, for gifting your time to the Embodiment Conference. It's wonderful to have you. I'm looking forward to it. Just to tell the participants that are gathering now, feel free to let us know where you're from in the chat and see messages in the chat that you might be interested in. But to tell you a little bit about our presenter, Leif Hansen is the founder of Spark Interaction and has been an international speaker, team trainer, teacher, and coach for over two decades. He most enjoys working with heart-led leaders and mission-minded teams, helping them to envision and play forward bold, beautiful, and I love this, globally beneficial futures. He's highly interactive, which you'll get to experience, and often playful events have been experienced by tens of thousands of participants, as well as featured on national media, such as NBC's Today Show and PBS Media Shift. His work in the world of professional development has also taken him into some very engaging interviews, I'm sure, with international thought leaders such as Daniel Pink, Timothy Ferris, Seth Godin, Van Jones, Guy Kawasaki, Michelle Goodman, Robert Kiyosaki. That's enough, but there are many others. So that must have been some very interesting chats, Leif. Thank you so much for this offering. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference and enjoy this experience, everyone.
Thanks so much, Janine. Am I pronouncing it right, Janine?
Yes.
Great. Yep. Wonderful to see a few people that I know from the Northwest, Noam and Dana, a few others. Hey guys, and a bunch of other people from past participants of workshops and retreats, and many of you who are new to me, and I look forward to getting to know you tonight and later. And thanks for all of you who are watching this at a later time. So yes, my name is Leif Hansen. I'm founder and CEO of Spark Interaction, a training and development agency. We work with corporate clients doing team building and other team trainings, professional development offers. And my favorite is the more personal development work, where I don't have to pretend, I don't have to sneak all this sort of playful stuff in there. I get to just do it directly because everybody's game to play. So playformation is a word that I made up when I was trying to figure out like, what is, I know I like transformation and I seem to be an information junkie. We're all exposed to information all the time, right? YouTube videos and podcasts and streaming this and that and Facebook and social media and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But it's just eye candy a lot of the time, right? It's garbage in, garbage out. We don't really get that transformed by it. When we were kids, you know, we came out and we're like wide-eyed around the world. Wow, this amazing world that's out there. And we had no sense of fear. We didn't have this sort of ego in the way. And as we grew, we started to experiment around. We started to play. I'm going to play cops and robbers. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. I'm going to role play. I'm going to do this. We started to explore our senses. And we weren't afraid. When we were learning to walk, we weren't afraid. We'd just get up. We'd fall down. We didn't go, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Did someone see me? Are these the right diapers? You know, we didn't have a self-consciousness about how we looked. And if we looked stupid, we were free to play and free to fail. We didn't even think about it as failing, right? We just accelerated the rate of learning by going after what we wanted. And then what happened? We got hurt. We got made fun of. Our parents, our teachers, our peers, people started making fun of us. People started not accepting us. And this sort of crusty shell of an ego came up. And all these forms of I would call them isms. You know, there was the church version of like, I'm going to be this person when I'm at church. And the professionalism, I'm going to be this person when I'm at the office and around my family and around these cool kids. And we got all these masks that were preventing us from being our authentic self. If you think about the word authenticity, it's related to the word author and authority. If you want to be the author of your life, you want to write and tell and play your own story, play your own game. If you want to have that power of authority, then it's about being authentic. And that's a brave, awesome journey to return to. I know that I sacrificed a lot of my life to fears. First, it was the peer fear, gotta look cool. Then eventually it was actually a religious stage I went through where I was afraid of upsetting some God in the sky. And then it was just all these other cultural norms. And then in the last 10 years particularly, but really the last few years, I went through a recovery of my own soul and finding my own sovereignty. It was scary, but it was an awesome journey. Much too long to go into here now. But a part of that was playformation. So when you hear the word play, I'll tell you, it's something that I work to re-educate people, particularly in the corporate world. As soon as they say play, what are they, we're going to pay you to play? But this is work. We got to be serious. And so a lot of us in this field, particularly the field I come from, which is called applied improvisation, we're like, how do we explain that it's not a duality? It's not work or play. Do I say plurk? Play, learn, work? Do I say serious play? You know, we come up with all these terms to try and describe that the reality is that when you're operating from your center and from a place of joy and alignment to your values and authenticity, that is actually when the best work happens. That's when transformation happens. So one of the words besides plurk that I did coin, play, learn, work, is playformation. And another word that I play with sometimes you might hear me say is lila, which is actually borrowed from Sanskrit. And that word means divine play. I do a series of retreats that are divine play retreats. And in Hinduism, there's a concept of the world as a play. And that the way we enter into it is to have that sense of possibility and freedom and play. And we can enter into it and we can make a new game. So the question, one of the questions we're looking at today is what game do you want to play? We're at a critical time in the world, particularly in my country right now, where we've got these big power games going on and they're ridiculous. We're being played. A lot of us know we're being manipulated and played. But what if we could play a new game? What if we could start to decide what rules we want and how we want to play it? What kind of transformation could happen personally and around the world? Where it starts personally. So, hopefully you're getting this idea now that what I mean by play is not just la 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 play, right? We say a mind at play. When you see people playing sports, that's sweaty, it's hard work. There's many ways to play. And play is about having an open mind, a flexible, adaptive mind, following a sense of joy, being experimental, improvisational, creative, cooperative, collaborative. That's what I mean by play. Sometimes it's really serious. Have you ever thought that you can actually play with grief or darkness? You can. So play can actually come into all kinds of things. So I want to just give a quick, actually, before I do that, I want to warm us up a little bit because I am talking about not talking. Crazy, right? I need to let you guys know that I had a little bit of a challenge tonight because I usually work with Zoom meetings where there's lots of time to have breakout rooms and a lot of interactivity. We're going to experiment tonight with doing it in this panelist style. So if you want to jump up there, raise your hand. Is that how they do it, Janine? They just raise their hand and
that's you come up there
and we'll have some more interactivity. But for right now, I want to encourage us all just to get in our body. I learned this little meditation this morning, which is fun, by going through our senses. This is a sense-based meditation. I want to thank my friends from Feel Real, Andy, for this one. So right now, look around the room at five things. So use your sight to look around at five things and just really look at it. Maybe, you know, I was looking at something when you did this morning. I'm like, God, that thing's been on my wall for a year. And I really actually haven't looked at that picture. So look at that thing. And then when you have a sense of like, oh yeah, wow. Here's what I'm looking at. Here's a picture of me as a kid with beating a drum. A lot of meaning to that for me, like beat your drum, right? So find five things, give them a look. And now find four things to touch. Maybe you've never touched before. Touch is a weird one for me. It's like, God, I don't actually go around touching things. We don't do that. But then it's like, what a beautiful texture this little wicker thing is over here. And this goldfish bowl. Touch four things. Maybe yourself is one, my fuzzy beard here. And now, quietly listen for three things. I hear my computer fan, a dog barking. I can almost hear my heart beating. And now, smell two things. Oh God, that's disgusting. Fish food.
Chocolate, good.
My armpit. And now, taste one thing. Maybe nearby you or in your mouth now. I burned my mouth on my last meal, but I can still taste some of the salty rice. Excellent. So one way to kind of get back in our body is through our senses and to activate that sense of play. All right, another quick little one for us all to do is I want to walk through a few principles. The first I call the hum. The hum is what will help you get past this ego that gets in the way, okay? The hum is humor, not taking yourself too seriously, humility, not trying to be more than you are or less than you are. That one's not talked about a lot. It's a lot harder to do that one. And wait 1 second, sorry. Humor, yay! Humor, humility, oh, humanness. Notice the connection, the hum. So everybody, let's all hum together. Hum, remember to not take yourself too seriously. And on note of that, repeat after me. Owa. Tagu. Fiam. Owa. Tagu. Fiam. Bringing it all together now. Owa. Tagu. Fiam. Owa. Tagu. Fiam. Oh, what a goof I am. Oh, what a goof I am. Okay. So hopefully you're not taking yourself too seriously and you can chant that in. So the hum. Secondly, is something that the applied improvisation world and the improv world in general, you may have heard of it. It's our core principle. Does anybody know what it is? Want to unmute yourself? Raise your hand. Something and Laura?
Yes, and.
Yes, all right. And Laura just demonstrated yes and for us because she's like, I'll do that. Yes, I will answer you. And here's my answer. Yes, and in my opinion, you guys, it is the magic sauce. It's how babies are made. It's how the universe came into existence. It's how when you're walking around outside and you're like, what's available to me? If you're noticing, if you're saying yes, and then you're saying and, that's the moving things forward. It's the spirit of collaboration. What we feel so often, like we sit down for a meeting with a team or something or with your partner and they're like, hey, honey, you want to go on vacation? Yeah, but we don't have the money. Yeah, but we tried that. Yeah, but that or nah. So the momentum just dies. Yes, and both in the spirit of play and in reality is how things move forward. So yes, Alana, yes, and yes, yes, I agree. There's actually a wonderful conference I used to go to called Yes and Yes, Yes. And half the conference took place in a pool while people made up conference ideas. And then we went and did the ideas. It was an unconference. So yes, and yes, yes, I like that. So I encourage you to, for this session today and in your life, to be noticing opportunities to say yes and to say and. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't always mean saying yes to what exactly was said. Here's a simple way to remember it. It's saying yes to value and adding value. So if, you know, if some person walks up to Noam and says, hey, you want to go on a date? It doesn't mean like, yeah, I have to, because he said to do the yes and thing. But it might be, yes, I'm noticing there's value. Someone sees me as attractive and is interesting, and there's some yes there. And thank you for that, but I'm actually not available because of whatever. Or, and how about we have a little conversation right now or something like that. So it's seeing value and adding value. Simplest way to see how magic happens. Okay, the third one is an embodied thing for us all to practice. And some of you may have also heard this one before, called the circus bow or the failure bow. And I learned it from Matt Smith in Seattle. And it's spread around the world, this concept, because it's so great at helping us get over our ego. This is how it works. When we normally are afraid that we've made a mistake, what does our body do? I want you to think about your body. This is an embodied conference, right? I'm seeing you guys. Yep, exactly like that. Laura, Deneen, you kind of tense up. Oh God, I'm so stupid. I want to hide. I want to go in a closet. Ah! Well, when a clown makes a mistake, quote unquote mistake, what do? They go like this. Ta-da! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I messed up. Am I allowed to swear in this thing? I don't know, but I just did. They'll bleep me later if they need to. But so that was a perfect example, right? Yeah, fucked up. Ta-da. Okay, so in that spirit, you don't have to be afraid. You are human. As a matter of fact, and I'm looking at you right now, Dana, because in our retreat recently, you love this idea. Accelerate your rate of failure. If you want to learn, fail faster. Fail faster, make more mistakes, because that's how you get past it. I want to proclaim that awkward is the new forward. Awkward is the new forward. All awkward means is that you're in a new zone of learning. You're in a new territory. So if you feel awkward, like, woohoo, I'm rocking it. I feel weird. I feel crazy. Something different's going to happen. Great. So you guys all on board for me there? Yes, and let's all practice the thank you very much. Ready? On 1, 2, 3. Thank you very much. Ta-da. Give yourself a nice bow. So anytime tonight you're playing a game and you feel like you did something silly, you can just be like, oh, I don't have to get embarrassed. Thank you very much. Great. All right. Anything else I wanted to say there? Boop, 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 boop. No, I think we're good. So I'm going to show you, this is not a slide evening. I'm not a PowerPoint guy, but people find this slide helpful, particularly if you're someone who does teach. You do facilitation and teaching. Is that slide coming through? Thumbs up. Great. So I call them playformation flavors. And these are sort of when I'm putting together a retreat, a workshop, a corporate training, I'm thinking to myself, what I do. Here's a little insider tip. The two best tips if you're going to do an event. Number one, write a testimonial that if you were to wake up that next morning and you were to read it, you'd be like, oh my God, I did the thing. So write the testimonial of what you hope someone gets out of that retreat, that event, that class, that workshop, that whatever. And then reverse engineer from there. Okay, so if that's what I want people to be saying, what is going to happen in that event? And that's going to be a mixture of content, you know, this kind of sort of not as much interactive talking, and then ideally playformation. So these are the flavors that help me kind of categorize what do I need. And I'm going to try and walk through in this hour a few examples of each so you guys can kind of get a little taste. So check-ins, what is that? That's what we kind of do, you know, when we're, you know, you're arriving somewhere. How's everybody doing, right? Couple great check-ins. If you need something simple, is I love the rose check-in. It's what's your rose, what's your bud, and what's your thorn? And that's like a good thing, a rose, a thorn, something that's hard in your life, and a bud, something you're looking forward to. Here's another really fun one. Let's see, I guess I'll just keep coming back. Well, let's do this. I'm going to actually just walk through the categories since we now have a different way of this format. And then I'll come back and turn the slide off so we can just walk through these experientially. Ice melters, I like that better than icebreakers. Why do we say icebreakers? If we're talking about fear, right? Like break the ice. That's so patriarchal, right? It's about melting ice. It's about it's about love and warmth coming in and melting ice, okay? Energizers, you probably get what that is. Bringing the energy up. We need some energy. It's post-lunch. Hey, let's get things going. Focuser, you're working with middle schoolers. Oh my God. Hey guys, focus. Okay, that's an activity like that. Connectors, as you imagine, that's probably what most of my work is, helping people connect and go deeper together. Mood shifters, oh my God, it's COVID, we're really struggling. Okay, that's great to understand. Let's have that space for that. But how do we now move into a new shifted constructive mind frame? Debrief, thinking and deepening and integrating what was learned. Jolts, a different way of thinking. You know, you got one group and they're like, hey, what if you saw this differently? Problem solvers, you can guess what that is, helping people to ideate and do innovation and problem solving. Transformers, much deeper work. I do a lot of that in my Leela retreats. And knowledge and skill builders will depend on what kind of knowledge and skill building you do, but it's activities related to that. Makes sense there? We'll have a Q&A time at the end. I'm happy to answer some questions about that, but I really want to get into the experiential part here. So I'm going to turn that slide off. Okay. So here is an example of a check-in. Everybody, whether you can see other people on the screen or just me, or you're sitting at home, everybody take a shape for how you're feeling in this moment. I'm seeing a big open arms. I'm seeing someone just touching their head gently. Someone went down to the floor. Awesome. So much said in this embodiment, right? Just by taking shape. Now, go ahead and unmute yourself if you're muted. And for this next one, you're going to take a shape for how you want to feel right now, if it's any different, what you want to invite in. And you're going to make a sound with that. So I'll mirror it and then I'll call out someone's name so we can do maybe three examples. So what do I want to invite in right now? Nice.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
How about you, Noam? Shape and a sound.
Yeah.
Excellent. And how about you, Sarah?
Just relax.
Nice. I like M's. I'm doing a whole I'm doing a whole 9-month group coaching journey right now where we go through what are the M's? Oh yes, they are mystery, meaning. Here's just to chew on these guys. Mystery, meaning, marriage to self, magic, mission, momentum, manifestation, and money. Lots of M words out there. So bring that M in. Awesome. Let's see. How about you, Lily? Do you want to do a shape and a sound for us?
I unmuted.
Now, one fun thing that you can do is, and we'll just do two of these, is you can mirror it back for people. It's really nice to be seen in your shape and sound. So Laura, can you give us the shape and sound and we'll mirror it back?
Okay,
everybody. Great. And how about you, Janine? Everybody mirror this back. That's what you're wanting to welcome in, Janina. That's how you're feeling.
Both.
Excellent. Okay. Love it. All right. So that one is a great idea for a check-in. An ice melter is one way of thinking about it is that we're all coming in with this. What is it that needs to be melted? What is this ice? Way I think about it is it's fear. And underneath fear is our trauma, right? So we're bringing love and safety. And one of the ways to do that is the silliness helps people get past their ego. It's like, oh, I'm a human too. So an example is you could do something like a gibberish conversation. Noam, would you be willing to do that with me? Thank you, Noam. Give him a hand, everybody.
Yay.
Awesome. So gibberish is a wonderful way to get past our linguistic dominated mind and actually emote. You know, there are cultural and religious roots. You may have heard of speaking in tongues, and that actually shows up in other cultures and religions. And it's sort of an ecstatic experience if you can let yourself do that. One of the ways I like to think about it is you're attaching your heart to your tongue. Well, there's gibberish, and then there's sort of something that's a bit deeper that I would call heart language. And they're very similar. The gibberish tends to be a bit less presenced. Heart language tends to be a bit more with presence and a sense of kind of consciousness. But either way is a way to really liberate yourself from that sort of stricture, that left brain mode of like understanding and paying attention instead to what's felt and the tones and the body language. So it's a really great way to be embodied in our gibberish games. Okay, what are some other good ice? Let me do one other ice melter here. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, this one I'm gonna call pass the face. Oh, do we have some other panelists that I'm missing? Because there's the arrow. We do. Oh yeah, I'm gonna call on you guys. Sorry about that, I didn't know that. All right, so the way this one's gonna work is, and I hope whoever's recording gets to see the faces that I'm doing. I've been told that when you make a sound, you get highlighted, but we'll see if that happens. I'm going to make a face and a sound. I'm going to pass
for 1 second. Just to see if this is all gonna work. So if you don't want to be recorded in this, just turn your camera off and we won't call on you. And
I forgot about that part.
Stacey can unspotlight Leaf so that anybody that makes a sound pops up, which means that you will be seen in the playback. So if you do not want to be seen, camera off and you won't be on the playback.
Yes. And can everyone go like this if they're like giving permission to be on the recording? Put a double thumbs up, seeing that.
Wait, I gotta do both? Hold on. I'm holding the phone.
Or one thumbs up. Great. So I just saw official permission from everybody. We've got you. The FBI has seen you. It's all okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a face and a sound. And I'll say somebody's name first so you'll know who I'm passing it to. You're going to repeat that face and sound. And then you're going to make a new face and sound and pass it on to someone else. You'll say their name, okay? So Rita, I'm gonna start with you, my friend. Are you ready? Go ahead and unmute yourself. Here we go.
Okay.
Mama, mama. So I'm supposed to repeat that first?
And then you do that, yeah. You'll repeat that face and sound. Here I go.
Mama, mama.
Great. And then say another name to pass it to and a new piece and sound.
Noam.
He did the extended remix. Great. And then Noam, pick another name and give a face and sound.
Akosua.
And you'll need to unmute yourself, Okosua. Beautiful.
Okay, moon a moon?
Ah.
Who's that going to? Moon to Moon. Who is that going to, Moon to Moon?
Okay, let's see the names here. Dana?
Great. Dana, go ahead. Dana Starfire.
You better say that again, Moon to Moon. What did you do? And I will pick Jeannie. Is not un, you gotta unmute Jeannie Buchner.
One last time.
Zing! Zing!
Yay! Give yourselves a hand, everybody. Good job. Thank you. Anyone want to reflect a bit upon any resistance came up or any delight or how that was for you? How was that for you, Jeannie?
You're talking to me, Jenny?
Jenny, sorry, yes.
It was interesting, yeah. I noticed both delight and a little bit of breath holding hesitation.
Yeah. And do you have a, like, do you have a sense of what the voices, the sensors in the head were saying at that time?
Not so much because my attention was on, oh, I better get this right.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go though. It might've been that, right? I got to get this right. So it's the, I got to get
sure.
it right. Yeah. Great. Even though we now know we can say, thank you very much. So we all have those voices, yes. Right? You know, whether it's perfectionism or I need to be original, funny, creative, interesting, you know, like we have all those things. And one of the best improv principles, if you guys haven't read Patricia Madsen's book, Improv Wisdom, really great book, is it's the principle of be average. Now you'd be like, what? That's ridiculous. We're talking about like being extraordinary and fun and creative. But if you just let yourself be you, be average, be authentic, all that pressure that we tend to put on ourselves can settle off and you will be extraordinary because you are extraordinarily ordinary. Okay. So that was an ice melter. One last kind of ice melter that I just learned a couple days ago and love, and I think it's going to be perfect for this group, is I'm going to ask everyone to turn their camera off. A panelist, turn your cameras off. And when I say go, you have 1 minute to make a hat. 1 minute to make a hat. Ready? Turn your camera off. Go. Do, 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 do. Everybody, do, 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 do. So what's going to happen is these guys have a minute. They're going to find whatever they can around the room and come up with some sort of hat. We're going to have them come on. And because we found a way to actually spotlight them, thanks to our wonderful support tech people here today, we're gonna have them make a sound so with their hat to represent the character behind their hat. And then they'll be spotlighted. First time ever trying this on a webinar, but here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Show us your hats. Oh my God, you guys are gonna love these. So great. Oh my gosh, I love them. Okay, so to do this, I'm going to ask, oh, so I just changed to gallery mode. Do you guys see that? Or am I still highlighted?
You're highlighted.
Okay, I'm taking a picture because in gallery mode, it's amazing. I wish I could show, oh, check this out. I got an awesome idea. Okay, everybody keep your hat on. We are gonna trick the system here. Because we're gonna go boom, boom, and then screen share. Haha, did that work?
Yes.
Look at all those awesome hats. We got garbage hat. We got strange creature hat. Book hat. We got a book head, a light head. Awesome. Love it. Thank you, players. I might not have been able to get everybody in the screen grab, but excellent. Okay, so that's another simple ice melter. Thank you for playing. All right, I need to take a breath myself here. Let's all take a nice breath together. Been in very go-go mode. Close your eyes for a moment. Feel your feet on the ground if you can. with your eyes closed, ask yourself and the part of yourself that still wants to be and is a playful child, what's in the way of me fully expressing and my creative self, my playful self? What's in the way? What fears? What part of your ego? What needs to be healed? And for whatever came up, I just want to encourage you to offer yourself compassion. It was a rough life for many of us. It was a rough childhood. So offer yourself compassion, even for your lack of compassion. Offer yourself acceptance, even for any lack of acceptance. Bring a kind mind to any part of yourself that's like, I want to be more free and play, but. Just, you know, give your little butt a pat on the butt. Kiss your butt. There you go, Laura, I like that. Yes, you can literally pat your butt. I don't think many of us can probably kiss our butt. I don't know. That's, wow. That would be, if you can do that, you will get spotlighted. Because, whoa. Okay. So, ice melters. We have been doing those. Energize. That last one was kind of, you know, obviously none of these are in tidy categories. They permeate each, all those, you know, play formation flavors I talked about. So a couple simple ones you can do. I'm not going to do them now, but for those of you that are kind of game gatherers, and by the way, if you at the end of this, I'll give you contact information. I'm happy to send you guys some free resources about this. A really great one to do online these days when we're stuck apart from each other, you can do Name That Tune. Really fun energizer, you know, to get people like play a song through the thing and like, who's going to get it first? You can do charades, these little Zoom boxes, perfect for games of charades. You know, it's like, okay, let's, you know, movie, three words, sounds like, right? And now we're going to play a game that probably most of you haven't played, but it's a great one to get energy up. And it's simply called Yes Let's. Great one to amplify your yes and muscle. So if you could turn your microphones on, and this one might be a little chaotic, but that's going to be the fun, is that at any point, someone can say, yes, great. At any point, someone can say, let's, and it could be something like jump up and down. And then everybody else yells back, yes, let's. And we start doing it until someone says, let's, you know, pick our nose or whatever. Yes, let's. You got the idea? Okay, so Mike's unmuted. Here we go. Let's jump up and down.
Yes, let's. And let's fly a plane.
Yes, let's fly a plane.
Let's ride a roller coaster.
Yes, let's.
Let's be elephants.
Let's tickle Dana.
No, I'm missing.
Let's make crazy faces.
Yes, let's.
I don't want to do that.
Let's do a somersault.
Oh, what was that, Alicia?
Let's say, oh me, oh my.
Oh, yes.
Let's all say, I'm learning to love myself so good.
Yes, I'm learning to love myself so good.
All right, good job. Give yourselves a hand, you guys. Woo! All right. Hey, that worked better than I thought. That was awesome. Good job, you guys. Loved it. Okay. So that one's pretty self-explanatory. Yes, let's, right? You kind of probably feel your energy up or maybe feel exhausted. But That one's a really good one for helping people to become permissionaries. Permissionaries is what we need in the world right now, right? We need people to say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can share your magic. We need your magic. We love your magic. We love you. So yes, let's is that game. Energizer. Okay. Keeping an eye on the time. I want to have, I'm just going to go for about 7 more minutes and then have 5 minutes of Q&A. So one of my favorite simple things to do are called either sentence stems or power stems. I love these activities. I keep coming up with new ones, but they're a low risk. If you're with people who are like, oh, that embodied like crazy stuff is too much, but it really helps people open up into a positive space. So some of the sentence stems that I use. So what is a sentence stem? It's something like, well, one of them would be I like, and you have people get together as partners and one person is the witness and the other person does a stream of consciousness with that stem. So it might be like, I like Moonamoon. I like Lily. I like dancing. I like being here with you guys. I like play. I like taking deep breaths. I like big hugs. I like chocolate. I like making love. I like singing. I like running around the house naked. I like going to bed at night and getting to sleep. Okay. I like's a great one for gratitude. I want is an awesome one for awakening desire. I want, and really embodying it. So I want to grow in confidence. I want to connect with people. I want to have a meaningful, well-paying job. I want like that. I know is a great one for people who are struggling in the uncertainty of COVID times. What do you hear every day? Like, I don't know what's going to happen, uncertainty, right? How about playing with I know? I know that people are going to be here for me. I know that I have enough resources to handle whatever comes. I know that I'm loved. I know I have enough food in the refrigerator right now. I know that life is going to go on no matter what humanity does to the planet. I know, you know, so it's a great one. I'm learning that is a great one. I trust is a great one. I feel, I'm opening to, and I am. So if you're watching this, you can write those down. If you've bought the recording, obviously you can come back and see those ones. And if you follow up with me, I will also get you a PDF of some of these activities. Okay. Wow, time flies. I'm gonna do one last one that I think is gonna be a really fun for this environment. And I'm going to need 4 volunteers. Raise your hand as the volunteer if you're willing. Well, actually, first I want 1 volunteer who's willing to have their quote unquote tarot cards read. Pretend. Okay, Rita is gonna have her cards read. And now I need 3 players. Okay, Moonamoon, I see you. And I think I saw Jonine. And did I see Alinka? Did you raise your hand? Yes? Okay, so I'm gonna ask for the 3 of you to keep your camera on. And if you don't mind, the rest of you, if you could actually go out of, so the 4 of you that I picked, Rita, Olinka, Moonamoon, and I think it was Jonine, is that right? Yeah, Jonine, sorry. great, so 1, 2, 3, 4, awesome. Okay, so Rita, are you comfortable? And you can go ahead and unmute yourself there, Rita. And if you could highlight Rita for us. So we want to see Rita on the highlighted focus. There we go. Great. So Rita, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And I'm going to ask you, Jonine, Moonamoon, and Alinka, to move your body until I say freeze. Go ahead and just kind of move your body and your face around different shapes until I say freeze. Freeze. Okay, great. And if it's painful, adjust it a little bit, but otherwise stay. Okay, Rita, what's an area in your life that you're curious about learning more information?
Work.
Work, okay, great. So can we have Janine highlighted, please? Focused on. This is your first tarot card, Rita. This is your past relationship to your work. You can open your eyes, Rita. And what is this card telling you about your relationship to your work in the past?
Overwhelming, maybe. And
kind of overwhelming. Almost like it's going to attack you. You're attacking, being attacked by yourself in your workplace, right? Or what else is there?
Yeah. Like I'm being attacked by myself, I guess. and surprised. It all happened really fast.
Gotcha. And Janine, can you give us any information how it feels to be this shape? Oh, you're muted.
Really hard to hold this position. I feel really,
exhausting.
For a second, it's okay, but longer is just too much.
Okay, got it. Great, thank you. Okay, and now if we can have the focus, thank you very much, Janine, the focus on Moonamoon. Manamoon. So Manamoon, this is your what's going on in work right now. There's some information for you about what's going on in work. What do you see?
Trying like with the effort with my arms, but then it's not like following all the way through. Like my hands aren't, whatever I'm trying to do is not getting all the way done.
Yes, I see a person in the chat saying narrowing. It's kind of a limp. Something's kind of there, like a siphon or something. Anything else that you see that brings up for you?
I guess a negative or like a downward energy, like it's like downward. Yeah.
Gotcha. Negative. Thank you. And Monamoon, anything that you see? Oh, I see someone said tired and giving up. Thanks, Paige. Anything, how that feels for you?
It's very exhausting. I just feel my my arms standing in a sharp way. It's like I'm just moving like.
Oh yeah, there's that. This. Interesting. It's like an opening. Ah, wow, so cool.
I feel like it's like my, what do you call it? This. It's just moving in different, and it's, I feel like part of me, it's like kind of an expansion. But my arm just doing a lot of effort to do that. It's like, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, you can give yourself a rest now. Thank you very much. And then if Olinka, if you can come to your back to your pose, and if we can highlight Olinka, is that what your pose?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't understand the whole, you know, exercise.
Oh, but, gotcha.
And then I was like doing it and say, oh no, I need to move. I'm sorry. I have the need to move.
Let's go ahead and do it. Go ahead and get back to us. Go ahead and close your eyes right now, Olinka.
Just
go ahead and move around until you hear me say stop.
Me?
Yep, or keep you? Moving different shapes. You, Olinka, keep moving around. Okay. We're going to improvise here.
Okay.
And, up, down, facial expressions, whenever, and freeze. Okay. Ooh, I know what I see there. Arita, what do you see?
Freedom?
Yeah. dare I say orgasmic or ecstatic?
Yeah, like liberation, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, future, right on.
Yeah.
How about you, Olinka? What does it feel like to be?
Okay. Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah, like I have like, oh my god, like I've been, you know, like keeping. I'm from Mexico City, you know, so I'm so sorry. I don't know. I have some puppies here. I'm so sorry. they having so a lot of energy, you know, going. And I've been very excited to, you know, keeping following all the conferences. So it's tonight, it's 10:51 here, PM, and I have a lot of energy. It's like,
nice.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, volunteers. We'll say one last part. If Rita, you can get highlighted and unmuted, it's going to ask you a couple of questions. Thank you, Olinka and Janine and Monamoon. How was that for you, Rita, to see your past, present, and future and get some information?
Oh, it was good. I liked it.
And anything particularly stand out, like, oh yeah, I relate to that, or I want that, or anything?
Yeah, like the first ones is like, oh yeah, that's really depressing. That's what my life was like. And then I liked how the last one was like, oh yeah, I'm like excited and I have energy to like move forward, liberation. So that was
cool. Woohoo! All right, we bless that to you. Thank you so much, Rita. Give her a hand. Thanks, everybody. All right, we're gonna move into a time now of some questions. I'm gonna scan. Can someone tell me how that works, Janine, for a Q&A? We have about 5-6 minutes.
Yes, if you can put them in the Q&A, that's best. Put them in the Q&A box and then Lee can take them from there. If anybody's on the panel and wants to unmute and do a quick question, I think that probably works too. It's a bit different to our format, but Q&A is closed. I don't think so. But anyway, put it in the chat, because if you do it now, we'll see it in the chat. So do it in the chat. But if anybody in the panel has a quick question, make your question brief so that Leaf does.
Yeah. Feel free to either chat it or to verbally come on.
Yeah, because we've got two or 3 minutes. How to break through shame, embarrassment, and that's a question. How to break through shame, embarrassment with play, Leaf?
Excellent. So good of a question. So a lot of that shame and that embarrassment, right, is about the fear and not feeling safe enough. When you're with really close friends, you probably don't have as much of the shame and embarrassment. So the question becomes, how do I create that safety elsewhere, right? So there's the inner side of safety, and that's you finding more courage in yourself or doing healing, finding great embodied healing therapists and whatever work you can do that increases the safety and the power. And on the outside, there are things that you can do, like creating a really safe container where there are rules about confidentiality or all those kinds of things. So having a good container and a good facilitator and growing slowly the trust will help you get past that sheer shame and embarrassment. Another simple one is just to own it. You know, you guys are probably fans of Brené Brown. Like, listen to her stuff. She did not want to become the world-renowned vulnerability shame speaker person. But she just got thrown there, and so she had to own it. So thanks for that question. By the way, I just want to say, I put a link both to, I'm going to put that link here again. And I want to offer you guys all a free deck of 26 different Leela cards. So these came out of a Kickstarter project. I sold out of the physical ones, but this is the digital one. And so the link is going in there now with my email address if you want to contact me for some one-on-one work or other workshops. But the Leela cards are, they're basically practices for playful and creative growth, and you can do it on your own. Other questions? Thank you for the thank you. Thank you. Oh, lots of beautiful comments I missed here.
Yes, lots of thank yous. And that PDF, that'll be on your website, the one you talked to, and the name of the book that you mentioned. What was the name of the book? Patricia
Manson, Improv Wisdom. Yes, yeah. Is a great one. You guys probably also see this little tag here under my chin. This is actually has not been released to anybody yet, but I'm creating a 100 person private membership site for those of us who do teaching and coaching and facilitating. If you want to take a sneak peek, you can go there. It's the sparklife.org.
Great. Okay. So I'm just going to do some infomercial. So if you've got any last minute burning questions, hold them till just at the end when I come back to Leaf. And I'm going to invite you, Leaf, to give us your top tip takeaway for the participants. But before that, first a word towards our sponsorship. So I did want to let everybody know that go to the chat and you'll see Leaf's links afterwards, but also the coffee breaks. You can go in there and chat about this workshop and others. So it's a great meeting place. Also, you can see this live on Facebook, find it on Facebook and share it with others if you think they would benefit from it. 48 hours, it's available to watch at no cost on the Embodiment Conference link. And also, and lastly but not, apart from our sponsors, what really makes it possible for this to go to hundreds of thousands of people worldwide is the those of you that are able to, that purchase the library. I consider it a personal and professional resource, personal and professional development resource. Super plan on being able to take my time, lifetime access for the link. And I think there's a sneak, sort of just a few more hours for the 50% off. But either way, it's just a fantastic deal to purchase that. So highly recommend that. I think it's covered about 90%, but if you want to contribute at all, purchase the library. And there's actually a donation link now, which I think is such a great idea because some people can't do that, so that there is a donation link. So I love both of those. Okay. Also, too, just before we go to leave, there's lots of other programs following up. Check out the links. Check out the different sections for the ongoing workshops. Just a few more days, so get all the juice you can. And back to you, Leif. Thank you so much.
Well, before top tip, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for hosting this, Janine. And I apologize. And Laura and who was the tech person? I'm forgetting your name.
Stacy.
Thank you. All the volunteers, so much great work. And thank you all for your vulnerability and courage and playing with me here as we experimented trying to do this in the webinar format. And I do a, you see that link there, the sweet spot, the sweetspot.live. I do a free twice monthly play group. You can join us second and fourth Tuesday every month, 9 o'clock Pacific. So top tip for, what was it? Anything?
Yes, anything. Just a giveaway. Yes, something you'd like to leave everyone with, a thought, a suggestion.
Find or create the support that you need to fully bloom. It's out there. There are so many ways that you can have a buddy, create a mastermind group, have a goal group, co-counsel, co-coach, work with a coach like myself. There's so many free and paid ways to not have to be alone. You are not alone. There's so many resources. Create the groups and the sources you need to bloom, because the world needs your magic. Thank you so much.
Wonderfully. Thank you so much. And thank you absolutely for such a wonderful Embodiment Circles Online too. Thanks for a fantastic session. I had an absolute blast, as did everyone else. And thanks so much for the golden participation. You'll all be famous now along with Leif. So let's celebrate that and give Leif a big clap and pat yourself on the back. And I love your top tip. Leif, get support. It's available. Let yourself bloom. Beautiful work, Leif. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Love you all. Bye-bye.